This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The impeachment process against U.S. President Donald Trump is moving into a new phase as the House Judiciary Committee gets set to take up the probe. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The House Judiciary Committee has scheduled a hearing for next Wednesday, December 4th, to explore the question of high crimes and misdemeanors, the constitutional requirement for impeachment. The hearing will feature legal experts who will examine the constitutional grounds for impeachment and explore a framework to respond to serious allegations of impeachable misconduct. President Trump and his lawyers are invited to attend the hearing and request answers from witnesses, but the president is scheduled to be overseas next week. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says she respects the results of local elections in which pro-democracy forces scored a sweeping victory, and she said she would reflect on them seriously, but she also says it's time for protests to end.
After these 5 or 6 months, Hong Kong people have realized very clearly that Hong Kong could no longer tolerate this chaotic situation. Everybody wants to go back to their normal life.
The vote was a major symbolic blow to pro-China forces that dominate Hong Kong politics. It's also the latest evidence of public support for the 5-month-old pro-democracy movement that has become increasingly aggressive. More than one-third of the United Nations Ebola responders in the Eastern Democratic Republic Congo city of Beni were relocated on Tuesday to avoid a surge in violence that has hindered the fight against the deadly disease. The outbreak began in August 2018. The WHO said a surge in violence in Beni forced 49 non-critical staff members to be moved south to Goma. VOA News.